This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
You're on The Breakfast Show with Tariana Olive and Jamie Dunn. And of course, as promised, we have Sean the Bullet Burgoyne on the phone. How are you?
G'day. Thanks for having me.
No worries.
Let me just explain. Hi, Sean, Jamie.
How are you?
I made the mistake of punching into you this morning on Google and looking at your achievements in AFL, and my Lord, I was there for about 25 minutes going through everything you've achieved. It, amazing. Your older brother Peter is an AFL legend. Your missus is a legend. and man, you put this book out. And my first question is going to be, how do you write a book about your life with four kids in the house?
It's a hard one to explain, to be honest. I was approached about 4 or 5 years ago to do a book, and originally I said no, and then they came back and persuaded me to do one. So I approached Martin Blake, who's definitely helped me, and he's been a really big help. And it's taken 4 years because I kept getting 1 year contracts, and they kept saying, "Well, we've got to release it the next year." And then it just kept adding years on, which means adding an extra chapter. But yeah, it was an exciting time to reflect over my whole career and a bit of my life and journey before I entered the AFL system as well.
You said that originally you had said no to a book. What changed your mind?
I was very nervous at the start because now I'm going to be critiqued and analysed on my book, not my playing career, where you kick, mark and handball the ball.
Oh, so, you make a good point. I mean, the difference between, you can show them on the field, but in a book it's an entirely different story.
Exactly right. And everything's from my point of view, but very nervous, very, very nervous about the book. And I just thought in the end, well, it might be worth documenting, and hopefully my kids can have it and keep a copy on the shelf for them and pass down to their children as well when they get their own children.
I see that you were the first Indigenous player to make 400 games, which was a milestone. That was one of the 53 achievements that I was reading about this morning. So who's your mob?
So my mob are the Kukulta people from the west coast of South Australia, and the Warai people, which is south of Darwin. That's my mum's people. So I'm very lucky and fortunate to have two families, and from top end in the south, which are I love getting back to back home to see my family whenever I can.
Of course. My experience, I'm a white guy, but I work at an Indigenous station, and my experience is if you say, "Oh, I'm Kukutha." Someone says, "Oh, well, do you know?" And then it goes, "Well, my cousin, my brother was," and that's right. And you're there for another 25 minutes.
Someone walked into reception the other day and they go to Emily, "Am I related to you? You look familiar." And they worked out they were like second cousins. I'm like, okay. Now, obviously, you delve into a bit of that in the book.
I talk about my people, my father, where he's from, where my mother's from, childhood memories, where we grew up, all the things that helped shape me into becoming the person that I am today, and some good experiences and some not good experiences as well.
Well, the book's called Silk. Is that right? Did I get that right? I don't want to get that wrong to the author.
That would be bad.
So it is Sean Berg on Silk. That's the name that they gave the book.
And it's out now?
Yeah, it's out now. Yeah, launched. So people can obviously get that at all good bookstores, and hopefully they accept it and like it.
Well, I'm sure they will. Have your family read it?
My son's reading it, and I said to my son, you're part of my story. You know my family, my story, son. To be honest, I've only looked at the picture so far.
I know,
some old photos in there.
Well, Well, we can't wait, and hopefully our listeners go out and buy the book. Are there any little highlights or sneak previews that you can give our listeners to sort of make them?
Oh, don't go through his highlights. I was there half an hour this morning. It's got too many highlights.
Not his highlights, like a couple of highlights on the book that would make someone go, I'm going to go buy that, like, right now.
Oh, well, yeah, I touch on a lot of different things, to be honest, things that affected me during my career. And obviously there was, you know, highs and lows, winning grand finals, losing grand finals, a bit of racism stuff that I experienced as a kid and some stuff that experienced through the AFL, family stuff. So there's a whole range of different things there that have affected me over 21 years. So it's hard to pick one, and hopefully, some people, they actually enjoy the book.
Well, the author is Sean Burgoyne, and the book is Silk, out now. Thank you very much for talking to us, Sean.
No, thank you for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.